What's up with that?
I wasn't recording that.
Fuck you!
It's recording now.
No.
What does war mean to you?
Bullshit!
What does war mean to you?
It means a lot of violence and conflict.
What does war mean to you? You know, it's just... My only question is, what is it good for? And my only answer is absolutely nothing.
Okay. And I think there was a song... Could you sing a song with that in there?
Yeah, I believe it goes, War... What is it good for?
Yeah, I heard that.
What does war mean to you?
Warm, hot, and cozy inside.
War, what does it mean to you?
First word pops to mind?
Death.
Death. War.
I think war should be used by anybody who is stronger than another person.
Right.
Okay? If you got one area and you ran out of that area, you fucking take another area.
Yeah. So like Risk. Were you world domination?
I never played that, but...
Oh, really? It's a fun game. You should.
Maybe I should...
Drink
try.
While you play it.
Oh.
And then play allies. You gotta incorporate allies.
The thing is, okay, take Germany back in the day. They think they're a big country, right? They should have more area. They should. I really think they should.
They battle it out.
You fucking take that area.
I know what you mean. Territory. Like war.
No comment.
Especially like Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne's a great city. It should take over Ohio. Because Ohio's full of shit.
You're Spider-Man, aren't you?
I'm not, actually.
She looks like it. So, yeah.
I've been on LibriVox.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, those are all free media sites.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You ever been to Jamendo? Gutenberg? Jamendo's a music one. It's world music.
Cool. I just saw a great world music show last night at Duncan Hall, brought to us by Friends of Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, this beautiful black woman from the Ivory Coast and her band.
Her name?
I don't know her name.
Ooh, that's one hell of a wheelie.
It's the only way you can get off of it, otherwise you rack yourself.
I see that.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not like 8 feet tall?
No, unfortunately. Only in my head. It's not really that long to build, because it's not many that many modifications.
Uh-huh.
It's a full suspension mountain bike frame that pivots right in front of the crank shit, whatever you call that, the gears. And so I just extended the spring about 3 times its length, so it pivots the whole back end down, so you're riding above it instead of in front of it.
Yeah.
And then I added an extra front fork on the bottom of the first front fork to raise the front half of the bike up. And this is my third attempt at stabilizing. You can see the newest parts of the bike are not green, except for the handlebars, they've been on there from the beginning.
The blue.
Yeah. And it's just... steel shit you get from Menards or Ace Hardware.
So do-it-yourself type
whatever.
Stuff.
Yeah, they actually paid me to put those names in there.
Awesome.
So
you welded it?
Yeah, I don't have any brakes on it yet because none of my brake cables are long
enough. I saw you putting your foot down.
Yeah, it's true meaning of putting your foot down.
Exactly, damn it. That's great.
Or any shifting capabilities yet. But I got the gears, I just don't have any shifter cables.
Yeah. But hey, it works.
That's right.
Bring it out.
The main design flaw would be the all your weight is directly over the back wheel, which I haven't found one that's sturdy enough to handle yet, because as you can see or hear, this one's bent, and this is the second one I've had on so far. Because the first one bent even worse than that one. And then I tried to unbend it, and I just bent it worse. Or more worse.
Damn.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How long you been doing internet radio?
Very little.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
I'm doing my thing.
He's riding the bike.
He's doing his thing.
Hell yes.
It looks like a green monster. It looks like a green monster of a bike pumped up on steroids with fucking extension poles like an Inspector Gadget kind of thing, man. It looks fucked up. It's awesome. If I had to describe it, I'd say it's awesome. In one word, it's awesome.
Look, he's carrying it. That's how light it is.
That's fucking cool.
He's gonna make ice cream.
What do you do with that thing?
Yay!
No.
I know that thing has more uses than just being a bicycle.
No, man.
That's
That is fucking cool.
So, but that's how. So one more word to describe it.
Stupendous.
All right.
Spectacular.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's my line. See, that's my line. I gotta have lines.
Can you relate to Mariah Carey?
I'm like, hey, do you like stuff?
Well, no, I don't.
I'm like, damn it.
Right. You can go, man. I don't want to keep you.
No, you can.
Oh, hey. All right.
You give me, like, money.
Yeah. No money. That's just going to be on the internet. I'm not making any money off of it.
Poor hippies. Cut your hair.
War or Iraq?
War creates peace, motherfucker.
It does. War creates peace. He's right. I got to agree.
I got to agree. I hate to say it, but it does. So.
All right. You got to get that thing out of my fucking face.
What is that called? The show? What's your show called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? I see. You've been listening to What's Up With That, the show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
You're going to make me famous.